Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
And many things below, but I went unto the keeper and I said a little long ago, long ago.
Down on my knees,
long ago.
I said the Lord, yes, the old account was settled long ago.
And the record clears the day, he washed my sins away, and the old account was settled long ago.
It will do when I am troubled, it will do when I am troubled, it will do when I am troubled, and it's good enough for me.
Daniel tells about three men who walked with God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, before the wicked kings they stood. And the king commanded them bound and thrown into the fiery furnace that day. But the fire was so hot that the men were slain who forced them on their way. Now when the three were cast in and the king rose up to witness this awful fate, he began to tremble at what he saw and astonished words he spake. Did we not cast three men bound into that rim of fire? Well, lo, I see four men unhurt, unbound, walking down there. Why, the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, in the fiery coals they trod. And the form of the fourth man that I see is like the Son of God.
They held unto the will of God, so we are told.
They would not
bow their knees to idle men of gold.
They would not
bow. They were protected by the fourth man in the fire.
They would not
bend, they would not bow, they would.
Friends, the Singing Post family from Prince Edward County, Ontario, Give Me That Old Time Religion. That's from their album, The Family Bible, on Marathon Records. Family members were Joanne, Debbie, Ken, and their dad, Norman Post. Carl Elliott played fiddle, and Eddie Poirier on banjo and bass. Give Me That Old Time Religion dates back to 1872 and beyond. It's an African-American spiritual. And friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. Clayton Sanford, I hope you had a great birthday on the 23rd. And Fred Eisner has one on the 26th. And for your birthdays, I have Wilf Carter with Roundup Time in Heaven. Then we'll hear from Gordon Nicholson and his group Homespun from Hamilton. And they have for us the Old Country Church. James D. Vaughn from Giles County, Tennessee, wrote The Old Country Church in 1932. The homespun Steel City Gospelers would often perform for the outreach program at their Centenary United Church in Hamilton, Ontario, a home recording from around 2001, and members at that time were Gary Nicholson on banjo, Kathy Chambers on bass, Phil Miles on rhythm guitar, and two-time award-winning dobro player Gordon Nicholson, and Gordon received his dobro lessons from Shot Jackson. Phil and Kathy are handling the vocals, and this one's going out to all their family and friends in Upper Cape, Port Elgin, and the Sackville, New Brunswick area. Friends, here's Wilf Carter for a couple birthday boys, Clayton Sanford and Fred Eisner.
Oh, they tell me of a place, and they tell me of a day, where the saints shall be gathered to stay. They shall come from the east, they shall come from the west, when we gather on that round of day. When it's round of time in heaven, and our troubles on earth are o'er, all the friends that death has severed shall gather on that golden shore. We'll be sweet when we meet at Jesus' feet, with no heartaches, no pain, no sighs. When they comb heaven's plains, will they call your name at the great roundup in the sky? Dear loved ones, have I, and perhaps have you, who have recently gone that way. But the time is now short for them and for me, when we gather on that round of day. When it's round of time in heaven, and our troubles on earth are o'er, all the friends that death has severed shall gather on that golden shore. We'll be sweet when we meet at Jesus' feet, with no heartaches, no pain, no sighs. When they comb heaven's plains, will they call your name at the great roundup in the sky? We'll be sweet when we meet at Jesus' feet, with no heartaches, no pain, no sighs. When they comb heaven's plains, will they call your name at the great roundup in the sky?
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be, with my friends at the old country church. The Savior above and His wonderful love, save my soul at the old country church. Precious shoes of memory, oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long for to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart filled with joy as I knelt in the old country church. With the Savior above and His wonderful love, save my soul at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh, what joy they bring to me.
Friends, a group from the past, Homespun from Hamilton, Ontario, with the Old Country Church, and Wilf Carter, Round Up Time in Heaven, as we cover a couple birthdays for Clayton Sanford and Fred Eisner. Friends, it's my turn with the Bales Brothers song, The Avenue of Prayer, and then it's Golden Raven with The Judgment Day. Roxine Spinney and Marley Spinney are both ex-wives of the Spinney Brothers. Judgment Day was written by Marley, and Roxine is playing guitar, and Marley is on the upright bass. These girls switch lead and vocal harmonies, and it's Alan Spinney on lead guitar. Golden Raven is right after The Avenue of Prayer.
Oh dear friends, this old world, it's lost and dying. Every Christian's heart is burdened down with care. Tell me, are you doing all you can for Jesus? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer? Keeping faith in your heart and consecrating every hour of every day, do you prepare? Are you ready should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer? Are you praying for the ones who know not Jesus as they're being led into the tempter snare? Would you stand aside and see a losing battle? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer? Keeping faith in your heart and consecrating every hour of every day, do you prepare? Are you ready should your master call at midnight? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer? Are you traveling down the avenue of prayer?
On that great judgment day,
on that great judgment day, God will
Roxine and Marley from Golden Raven with Judgment Day. That was written by Marley. And yours truly with The Avenue of Prayer. A nice song coming up by Kevin Griffin. And it's Kevin's first time on the gospel trail. Kevin's from Newfoundland. He wrote this one. It's called If Butterflies Could Talk. And it's about signs from heaven. An excellent song, well worth the listen. And this one is going out to Michael Cheser. And then it's Flat and Scruggs with a song from June the 15th, 1950. So happy I'll be.
Sometimes in this life, there's sorrow and there's pain. For when we lose someone, it will never be the same. But I know that there are signs sent down from up above to let us loved ones know they're sending down their love. If butterflies could talk, and if pennies they could see, in finding a dime brings you memories to me, then I won't be afraid, for I know that you're okay. If butterflies could talk, I know what they would say. Now when my time it comes to cross that golden shore, my loved ones I will meet and be with them forevermore. Let not your heart be sad, just think of me each day. And when you see that sign, you'll know that I'm okay. If butterflies could talk, and if pennies they could see, if finding a dime brings you memories to me, then I won't be afraid, for I know that you're okay. If butterflies could talk, I know what they would say. If butterflies could talk, they'd say that you're okay.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archived programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
I'm just waiting for the time to come when all sorrow will be done.
Then I'm going home.
Then I'm going home to heaven above. Yeah, shout and sing with the angels up there and tell the Savior all the love and care
that he had for me.
That he had for me in this world below.
So happy I'll be.
So happy I'll be.
When my Savior shall sing
and tell him of his love.
And tell him of the love he had for me.
He had for me.
No more sorrows, grief, or pain. All the time will be the same.
So happy I'll be.
So happy I'll be forevermore.
Thank you.
Some happy time, just wait and see. But blessed Savior will come for me.
Then I'm going home.
Then I'm going home to heaven above, where my loved ones have gone before, to that bright and shining shore.
So happy I'll be.
So happy I'll be forevermore.
So happy I'll be.
So happy I'll be.
When my Savior I shall see.
And tell him of his love.
And tell him of the love he had for me.
He had for me.
No more sorrows, grief, or pain. All the time will be the same.
So happy I'll be.
So happy I'll be forevermore. Just think of the day, my friend, when the saints go marching in.
Then I'm going home.
Then I'm going home to heaven above. For oh, so happy I will be, the blessed Savior I shall see.
So happy I'll be.
So happy I'll be forevermore.
So happy I'll be.
So happy I'll be.
When my Savior I shall see.
And tell him of his love.
And tell him of the love he had for me.
He had for me.
More sorrows, grief, or pain, all the time will be the same.
So happy I'll be.
So happy I'll be forevermore.
Forevermore.
So happy I'll be. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and all the Foggy Mountain Boys there. Earl and Lester wrote that song, and a great one by Kevin Griffin from Newfoundland, If Butterflies Could Talk, composed by Kevin. Another request, this time it's the great one, George Jones. Kay Fillmore requested How Beautiful Heaven Must Be in memory of her husband, Leslie, who passed on January the 23rd, 2020, at 83. After George Jones, we go to Stu Phillips. Stu has a Fred Rose song, Wait for the Light to Shine. Stu passed on Christmas Day, 2025, 1 month ago. Stu was active right up to his death, the oldest living member of the Grand Ole Opry, at the age of 92, inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 1993. He was also an ordained minister. He was the host of the CBC Red River Jamboree from 1960 to 64. As a teenager, I never missed that program, and I remember a lady singer, and I think her name was Peggy Little. Stu Phillips, an ordained minister, pulled out on the birthday of Jesus. Wait for the Light to Shine goes out to Stu's close friend, Johnny Woodlock in Cornwall, Ontario. But first, here's George Jones with How Beautiful Heaven Must Be for Kay Fillmore in memory of her husband, Leslie Fillmore.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he hath given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be.
beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
When the road is rocky and you're carrying a load, wait for the light to shine. If you find you're friendless on that weary, lonesome road, wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine. Oh, pull yourself together, keep on looking for the sign. Wait for the light to shine. Don't forget your brother when you're traveling down the land. Wait for the light to shine. He may be in trouble, he may need a helping hand. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine. When your friends forsake you and you haven't got a dime, wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine. Keep those words before you as you travel down the line. Wait for the light to shine.
The late Stu Phillips, Wait for the Light to Shine, and that light shone for Stu Phillips on Christmas Day 2025 when he pulled out for heaven. How Beautiful Heaven Must Be by George Jones was for Kay Fillmore in memory of her husband, Leslie Fillmore, who went to heaven on January the 23rd, 2020. And friends, I played the great Eddie Stubbs a couple weeks back, a longtime announcer of the Grand Ole Opry. Eddie delivered the eulogies for more than 40 country music artists, including over a dozen who were members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. And you need to give this one some added attention. It's called Touch of the Master's Hand. Then it's the daughter of Michael T. Wall, Sabrina Wall, with one called That's the Kind of Religion for Me.
"'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "'What am I offered, good folks?' he cried. "'Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar? $1? Two? Only two? $2, who'll make it three? $3 once. $3 twice. Going for three. But no. From the back of the room, a gray-haired man came forward and gently picked up the bow. And then, wiping the dust from the old violin, tuning up the loose strings, he played a melody as pure and sweet as the caroling angel sings. The music stopped, and the auctioneer, with a voice quiet and low, said, "Now what am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000. Who'll make it two? $2,000. Who'll make it three? $3,000 once. $3,000 twice. And going and gone, said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We don't understand. What changed its worth?" Then someone replied, "The touch of a master's hand." So many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. He's going once, and going twice. He's going and almost gone. But then the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.
Sabrina Wall, daughter of Newfoundland's famous singing Newfoundlander, Michael T. Wall. That's the Kind of Religion for Me was written by Joy McKean, wife of Slim Dusty, the most awarded artist of all time in Australia. Eddie Stubbs with a brilliant recitation of Stuart Duncan's Touch of the Master's Hand, and Stuart was playing all those sweet fiddle notes. Irving, It's Taken Me a While to get your request on, but they're here. I'm really late on your birthday wishes. Irving Mitchell of Oxford celebrated birthday number 93 back on January the 4th, and knowing Irving, it was just another day, and he was out doing a good deed for one of his neighbors. Tears in the Holston River by Johnny Cash is for Irving. It was issued on the double CD Will the Circle Be Unbroken? By the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Volume 3 in 2002. Johnny wrote this one, and it's hard to believe Cash would be gone a year later at age 71. The Holston River was significant in the lives of all the original Carter family members. It flows through Virginia, winding its way through to the Tennessee River. Johnny Cash will introduce this one. Then Mack Wiseman tells us he'd rather live by the side of the road.
I never met A.P. Carter. They took him away before we sang our song. I had a lot of respect for him. I have a lot of respect for him and his influence that he's had on our music. It's the two ladies that I sing about because I know them well, Maybelle and Sarah. Maybelle, of course, was my mother-in-law, and Sarah was her sister-in-law. A lot of stories there, a lot of stories I was told about AP, but this song is about Maybelle and Sarah, Tears on the Holston River. On October 23rd, 1978, I lost a loved one, and I confess I cried. In the joyous celebration of the lady and her music, there were tears in the Holston River when Maybelle Carter died. Then walking down that river road, I saw crystal tear-shaped droplets, silver beads of love sparkling on the river's tide. And I'll just bet they turned to diamonds for the love that was behind them. There were tears in the Holston River when Mother Maybelle died. On January 8th, 1979, we lost Sarah Carter, and the pain was multiplied. Down below that old Clinch Mountain, we laid her at Mount Vernon. There were tears in the Holston River when Sarah Carter died. Then walking down that river road, I saw crystal tear-shaped droplets, silver beads of love sparkling in the river's tide. And I'll just bet they turned to diamonds for the love that was behind them. There were tears in the Holston River when Maybelle and Sarah died. There were tears in the Holston River when Mother Maybelle, Sarah Carter died.
I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
People who would rather live in splendor, brag about the silver and their gold. People who would trade God's promise, earth's glory to hold. People who would rather live in mansions, people who would rather live abroad. But I'd rather have a little old cabin by the side of the road. A king or a millionaire, and I live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed or a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road. I would rather have a cabin by the roadside where the pilgrimage of man is passing by and try to point some soul to Jesus and that city on high. Every day I want to help to scatter roses. Every night I want my lamp to shine abroad with a welcome from my little bay window by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road and try to point souls to the blessed abode than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions. Side of the road and to help some pilgrim along life's way.
A bluegrass great, Mac Wiseman with Albert E. Brumley's I'd Rather Live by the Side of the Road. Mac recorded that several times as early as 1952, and it appears on 6 or more of his albums, and there's a nice version of Mac and Polly Lewis performing it on YouTube. Tears in the Holston River was by Cash, and that was for Irving in Oxford, and Johnny also wrote it. Ben and Rose, an Amish couple, are next, a married couple from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. They've become an unlikely internet phenomenon. Check out their YouTube channel. There's dozens of amazing videos of gospel and non-gospel material. Their YouTube channel has exploded with millions and millions of views. Look for Ben and Rose or tell Alexa, Ben and Rose, Amish couple. Rose's vocals are as pure as a young Dolly Parton. It's a Christmas song, and this one's going out to Helen in Spring Hill. Now to my listeners, if you're not impressed with Rose's singing, I may have to mail you my hearing aids. Ben and Rose will sing for us Dolly Parton's Circle of Love.
When Jesus was born on that Christmas. Christmas night. And oh, what a night that holy night was, when Bethlehem glowed in a circle of love. God sent his son, his great gift to us, salvation for all. He loved us that much. We honor and praise that gift from above. He holds all of us in a circle of love. Circle of love.
The Valley Voices, I Love to Tell the Story, and Circle of Love was a young Amish couple, Ben and Rose from Pennsylvania. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, and I expect no need for me to share my hearing aids. I Love to Tell the Story belongs to Catherine Hankey, an English evangelist from 1866. The song's from a double album by the Valley Voices, A Treasury of Best Loved Hymns. All I can find is it dates to 1982, issued by Cape Music, possibly out of Canada. Irving, your second request is next. It's Elvis Presley, there's only one King of Rock and Roll. Elvis was born on January the 8th, 1935, in Tupelo, Mississippi. You'll Never Walk Alone is a show tune from a 1945 musical, Carousel. The music was written by Richard Rodgers and the lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. In 1963, Jerry and the Pacemakers from Liverpool, England, placed it at number one on four consecutive charts in England, Ireland, Australia, and New Zealand. In 1971, RCA issued Elvis's version on an Elvis compilation album with other gospel songs dating back to 1957. They leased the song to Pickwick Records, but after his death in 1977, they reclaimed the rights to the song, including it on an album of RCA Camden Classics. The result, gold in 1992, platinum in 1999, and three times platinum by January of 2004. Anyway, that's the story behind Elvis and You'll Never Walk Alone. Here's the song.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blow. Walk on, walk on, with a hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll walk on, walk on, with a hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
The greatest selling single artist in history, Elvis Presley, You'll Never Walk Alone. And I forgot to mention, on January the 19th, Dolly Parton turned 80 years old. Regardless of her age, she'll always be beautiful. And friends, I'm out of time, and I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today. From their album, When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall, here's the Spinney Brothers with a Dot Swan song, Let the Light Shine Down.
I want to do what's right, so I need God's light shining down on me so I can see. I must learn His way so I'll never stray. Let the light shine down on me.
Let the light shine down, let the light shine down, let the light shine down so I can see. There's a lesson I must learn, there's a bridge that I must burn. Let the light shine down on me.
trust and believe. His message you'll receive. Let the light shine down on me.
Let the light shine down.
Let the light shine down. Let the light shine down so I can see. There's a lesson I must learn. There's a bridge that I must burn. Let the light shine down on me. That there'll come a day when you'll cry for the rocks to fall. The world's in darkness now, so the light somehow. Let the light shine down on us all.
Let the light shine down,
let the light shine down. Let the light shine down so I can see.
There's a lesson I must learn, there's a bridge that I must burn.
Let the light shine down on me.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.